This is Patrick Fischler. I've appeared on TV shows such as Mad Men, Lost, and Weeds. I actually have a real career. So what the heck am I doing on Mr. Media Radio with Bob Andelman? Somebody get my agent on the phone right now!
Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Jesse Bradford, who co-stars with Jimmy Smits on the new NBC legal drama, Outlaw. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher's smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. Sometimes I forget. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, brought to you today by Audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before an audience of swooning young women who don't get why Jimmy Smits is listed as the star of Outlaw. And this is from the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
A woman in Baltimore forgot her baby in a minivan.
DA's charging her with murder.
Please help us.
I forgot her in the car, so that was a drag.
An unsympathetic defendant with an unbelievable defense.
Your client is dissociated.
The woman can't even cry for her own child.
She doesn't care. We need to make it seem like she does.
Maybe you didn't care. Maybe you were through with being a mother. If you feel something, why can't we tell?
You're more delusional than people say you are.
All New Outlaw, next Friday, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
Over the past week, I've been delighted to play host to the two leading ladies of NBC's new legal series, Outlaw, Carly Pope and Ellen Waglum. They both told me how wonderful the show's star, Jimmy Smits, is. But I gotta say, who cares about him? What I really want to know, only a man can tell me, what's it like to work with Carly and Ellen, who've starred respectively in the film Young People Fucking and the TV show Californication? I know, you're all thinking I'm still hopeless. Anyway, you'll probably recognize Jesse Bradford, by the way. He's been in a pile of successful films by renowned directors, and that was prior to playing Eddie Franks on Outlaw, which of course airs Fridays at 10 p.m. on NBC. There was Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers and Oliver Stone's W. He also appeared in Steven Soderbergh's King of the Hill and Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet opposite an unknown named DiCaprio. Yeah, good work if you can get it. Jesse Bradford, welcome to Mr. Media.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. It's early here, but I'm holding it down.
You know, after reading even a partial list of your credentials, I got to ask you, what are you doing on a network TV series?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, you've been making a lot of movies with a lot of top directors, a lot of top cast. It would seem like, breaking off from that and going network TV, committing to, the weekly kind of thing, maybe it's a lateral move. I don't know.
I don't think it is. The way I look at it is this. For, 30 years, essentially. I've been acting since I was a little kid. And I've never really had a steady gig.
Hmm.
I've always, you wrap up a movie after a month or two, and you're unemployed until the next job. And That was always a tremendously appealing lifestyle to me throughout the majority of my 20s and as a young man when I was, 19 and in college and more concerned with other, in high school, I didn't want my whole life to be about my work. I wanted to be, still hanging out with my friends and having a life. So now I'm 31, and I don't know, somewhere in the last couple of years, especially as I've watched the entertainment industry change, I went, wow, I would love to have a steady gig. For the first time ever, the idea of being, under contract for years and years doesn't seem so bad. And so I started looking for that.
And that's, to be honest, that was one of two answers I suspected that you would give. It was either going to be the steady work, or I didn't know if you had family and maybe you wanted to be in one place for that reason. But, I mean, that makes perfect sense. And I don't ask the question in a, you know, in a negative way. It was just kind of, you know, it just seemed an interesting kind of move. It makes perfect sense, especially to a guy on this end of the phone.
Yeah.
Works freelance on everything, and yeah, it does, you know, from week to week, you do sort of wonder, where am I getting paid?
Well, yeah, there you go. And I think, frankly, the movie industry has done nothing but shrink, and the television industry has done nothing but grow and improve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying Outlaw is Mad Men, you know, but that being said, there's a lot of incredible television out there at this point, and I feel that the funnel for movies has only gotten tighter and tighter. You know, it's like the parameters have just become so specific in terms of what movies get made. Studios really only want to make movies that the whole family will show up to, and, you know, there's just these formulas that I smell in movies now, and I think on television those formulas are actually breaking down.
Hmm.
Whereas in film, they're kind of getting more strict and stringent.
Well,
now, this isn't me telling you I never want to do a movie again. I can't wait to do another movie. But, you know, it's me, you know, smelling what's in the air, I think.
Well, it just means that you're paying attention to the business, I think.
Yeah.
Tell us what appealed to you about this character you play in Outlaw, Eddie Franks.
Yeah, okay. I don't always like Eddie. I don't always like the guy on some level, so that's interesting. But that being said, he's very conservative. Eddie Franks is Jimmy Smith plays Cyrus Garza. Eddie Franks is Cyrus Garza's clerk. So these Supreme Court justices basically have young lawyers that work for them that are guys or girls that graduated at the top of their game out of major law schools, and some judges will hire clerks that share their opinion. Other judges will hire clerks that don't share their opinion because they want debate on subjects. Garza's the kind of judge who's got one of each. He's got me to represent he's got Eddie to represent the conservative side of things, and he's got Moreta, played by Ellen, who you mentioned before, Ellen Wagram, to represent more of the left sort of bleeding heart side of things. And so it's interesting. You know, I'm sort of left-leaning in my own politics, so it's kind of interesting to play this guy who is not. And that's why I only like him sometimes.
And Jesse, before we do let you go, I got to ask you, tell me something about working with Carly and Ellen. They both seem like lovely women when I spoke to them.
They really are. They're absolutely great. We've become all too close because the three of us are always working together.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it all just started to blow wide open, and we started, you know, really, really opening up to each other about our love lives and our fears and hopes in life. And, you know, it's a gypsy lifestyle, this whole, you know, actor thing or this whole entertainment industry on some level. And again, the difference between movies and television. You know, in a movie, you kind of, on a movie set, you kind of get close to all these people and get to know these people, and then it's over before you know it. On a television thing, it's already been longer than a movie that I've been working with Ellen and Carly, and it may go all the way until, you know, February or something. So a lot of time that you're spending in close quarters with people, and I'm lucky to be able to do it with them.
Very good. Well, folks, listen, you can see Jesse Bradford opposite Jimmy Smits, whoever that is, in the new NBC legal drama Outlaw every Friday night at 10 p.m. this fall. And, of course, I know who Jimmy Smits is. Stop sending the emails. And you can order DVDs of Jesse's movies at MrMedia.com. Are you on Twitter, Facebook? Can people find you in those places?
I am on absolutely none of those things.
Smart man.
I like making it hard for people to find me.
I got you. Hey, Jesse Bradford, thank you so much for joining us in Mr. Media today.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you'll never miss a Mr. Media. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. And if you like it, go ahead and give us a rating. Give us some stars. Write something up. course, if you've got an idea for a guest, you can email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening.